The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Afyomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Dafyomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf from Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Kuf Mem, and we're holding our Kuf Lamed Tet Amud Beit at the bottom line. The Mishnah continued to say that you're allowed to put a beitza b'misanenet shel chardal. So if you've got mustard in a misanenet before, you weren't allowed to be misanen the mustard, to filter the mustard. But if you've got mustard in that filter, you can put a beitza, you can put an egg through that filter, which is very strange, because normally what you do there is you filter out the white, which would be the chelmon, white of the egg. The albumin stays behind, and the yolk is left there around the chardal. Why, therefore, are you allowed to do this? Tani Yaakov Karacha, l'fisheinu sinat ela legavein. Because the point over here is that you're not interested over here in anything about taking out ochel from solet. All you're interested in doing is using the yellow coloration of the yolk in order to just make it a food coloring. Therefore what? Well, Rashi says, therefore, when it comes to the element of food, they're both exactly the same to you. It's just that you're only utilizing it separately because you want it to make a particular deep, rich yellow color. But both of them are exactly the same food. As a matter of fact, if you were coming to eat it, you'd more than likely just to leave the both of them together, mix the both of them together. So there's absolutely no way to call it ochel mitoch psalot. I mean, the obvious problem is, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, we should say that what? That if you're taking out two different parts, one thing is you've been using for one type of usage and the other one is being used for food, all of a sudden there's no din of borer. It's a very, very strange svara. There's a lot of discussion of what exactly is meant. Sometimes that both of them go through equally in the filter and it's only a short term, and therefore what you don't really call that borer. But in any event, this is the Gemara Svara that we're going to be machalic in terms of the Oakland, that it's all one thing. There is a pshat that's brought by the Taz that the one thing can't be called two things. In other words, an egg, itainas, an egg is an egg is an egg. The bishlam, if you wanted only one part of the egg as egg, that you could say is ochel mitoch psalot, vice versa. But over here, as far as the egg is concerned, you want it to be an egg, and therefore it remains an egg. We're not machalic in one thing between one part of it and another part of it. Okay, in any event, let us continue into the broader issues of preparations of food, which bring us to issues not only of borer, which we've been discussing, but also questions of mixing things, which it would be lash when it comes to cereals or mixtures of various kinds. So we'll get into this today's daf. Itmar, chardal shel ashol mi'erev Shabbat. How about if you started, you have this chardal, this mustard, and you've really already, you've ground it up, and you've put it into some liquid before Shabbos, so whatever that is, you can, none of it comes along on Shabbos, it's not a problem to mix it if it's settled, and now it's very often you find things settling out of a mix. You can mix it with a spoon, let's say, says Rav, but not with your hand, because if you mix it with your hand, it ends up mixing better. You're going to rub it with your fingers as you mix it, and that's a very good mix. Normally, Shmuel, what are you saying? Biyad. Use your fingers you can't use? What, are you telling me that kol yuma mamakle biyad? You would usually stick your fingers into the mustard? I mean, what, are you feeding donkeys over here? That's a ma'achal chamorimu. So how you the main thing to focus here, says Shmuel to Rav, is not the question of whether you're doing a better job, because the job has already been done. There's no real lisha over here. The question only is whether it's uvda dechol, which has been our theme here throughout in the issues of Mahalim. And therefore, whatever is more similar to what you normally do is more usher. That's the way to look at it. And what you normally do is to use a spoon. That's the point. If you're going to make a shinui over here in order not to come lidei lisha, then on the contrary, elam or shmuel, you should bedafka use your fingers. and don't use a kli, or use a different part of the kli, turn it upside down, whatever, you got to make a shinui. That's the important part. Itma, Rabbi Elazar on there, echad zev, echad zev, asur. Whether it's biyad or bikli, Rabbi Yochanan on there, echad zev, echad zev, mutar. So Abaye and Rava both said that ein halacha to Rabbi Yochanan, who said both are mutter, but in the end, kav Rabbi Yochanan, but you talked to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan ended up being persuaded that echad zev, echad zev, asur. Rabbi Elazar became persuaded, b'shitata de Shmuel, that you would, it would be okay biyad. Abaye and Rava, d'arbe tavayu halacha to Rabbi Yochanan in the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, but in the, and therefore will be mocked it. That ime dabaya of the levelo achal, as far as halacha lamais is concerned, none of the above is really quite so. When it came to actual practice, so lamaisa Abaya's mommy, actually his nanny as we saw, she made this for him, and he wouldn't eat it. And what happened was that Zairi's wife made it for one of Zairi's talmidim, who was Reb Chiya Barashi, and he refused to eat it, and on Shabbos obviously. And she said to him in outrage, what a chutzpah yak, to your Rebbe, my husband, I would make it and he would eat it. But you are too holy already. You got more kumras than your Rebbe. V'yad lo achale. Oh, my Rava Bar Shva, I want you to know that I was there in front of Ravina and he had this problem, mustard that had settled out. And what he did is he took a shufta de tuma, he took a garlic stalk, and he would use that, the bakshele, he would mix it with that, which is clearly a shinui, and that he was matir. Omar Marzutra, look, you could basically forget about all of the above confusion. The halacha lamaisa is very simple. Let all of this agonizing, how to do it, and so on. The halacha is as follows, ki hada yitmar. If you had started, you had a mixture of mustard with your vinegar, whatever it is you mixed it with, then the next day, if it settled out, you can do anything. You can be mamaki, bein biyad, bein bikli. You can mix it well, even the way you normally would mix it. You can add things to it. Let's say, put in honey to it. Want honey mustard? Noten l'tochu dvash. The important thing only is that lo yitrof ela ma'arev. So what you do, have to not do. Yeah, how do you say when you mix something? Take an egg.
Whisk.
Good, like that. Thank you. Don't whisk it up, because that already is a very, very good mixture. That really is urde dechol. But mix, you know, slowly, gently, and move it back and forth. It'll mix. In the end, it'll mix okay. And then you're basically just adding to something that's already a mixture from before. Shachlayim sheshachakam mi'erev Shabbat. If you have these shachlayim, the shachlayim, again, is one of those medium. I don't know whether we see them around. People translate it as leeks. It isn't really leeks, although they look a little bit like leeks, but they're seeds that are there.
They call it cress here.
Cress, there's some drawing, but there's so many different types of cress. So there's water cress, there's grass cress. So it's one of these medium, because I looked it up once, I think over 25 different types of the cresses. So, I mean, there's only a few that grow in Eretz Yisrael above also. I'm not quite certain what we call that or if we use it today, but it was very popular at the time. It's difficult to find because it grows wild. And if you ground it up from Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos you can add oil, you can add vinegar. So, tein letoch Hashem, the chomets, umamshich letochan amita, and you can let some mint. Also, it says mamshich, which really means notain, but it's a small amount. So mamshich l'toch haramita, but don't whisk it, lo yitrof, elam arev, just mix it gently. If you have a garlic that was already crushed in Erev Shabbos, l'machar notain l'toch hopo v'grisin, v'lo yishchok elam arev. On Shabbat, you can add various things, like peas or various beans, but again, here you have to be careful not to grind. You can only mix them together. And you can add amita mamshich. You can add the mint. What is amita? Nanya, mint. Om Rabbi, well, you know, once you learn this Gemara, you can get some good recipes too, because you see from here that mint is good for shachayim. Huh? So if you're writing your Gemara recipe book, this is one to remember. And then the Mishnah talked about making anomalim b'Shabbat. Wasn't quite clear what that was. Obviously, there's a question over here of a drink that might be mashma to others that it's some type of refuah. But it's apparently something that is made normally as well. And here, the Braita clarifies it. Osin anu malin b'Shabbat, but, says the Braita, Don Rabbanan, osin anu malin, but ein osin aluntit. Now, how exactly do they differ? Ezu anu malin, ezu aluntit. Anu malin is made out of wine and honey, and pepper, or pilpili. A luntit is made out of old wine, purified water, mayim tzlulim, and a farsimon. Now that is made as a type of refuah, really, so that when people are weakened by a long hot bath in the public bathhouse, so la'avdil avei masuta la'meikar, it chills you. And therefore it's similar to refuah, and we don't make refuah because of our gezerah of shkikat samamanim, as we've seen. Omer Rav Yosef, you know, Marukva, I mean, he was a rich man, and he used to be very well treated, and was also weak. So Zibna Chodah, I once was zocher to go with Marukva to the baths, Lebe Bani, and when we came out, they gave us Ashkan. It should not say Chamra here, because Chamra means wine. It was a reference to the Aluntint. And some take it out the Girsa Chamra, which makes a lot of sense. So Ashkan, Chat Kasa, and I drank just one cup of this stuff. Oh my God. I felt it from the tips of my hairs to the tips of my toes. I mean, this was frightening. I just got a chill like I was on the edge of the grave. We've been to the Rashay Vatufa Dekari. And I'm telling you, if I would take one other cup, if I survived, they would have taken off my Suyot from Olam Haba, because it would only be a miracle if I survived. I mean, Ms. Tafina would have been frightened, Gilman Menakali Miskuta de Almadati, be taken away from my Olam Haba. What do you mean? But I don't get it. Marukva used to drink this every day. I mean, how dangerous could it be, you know? Marukva, Shati Koyuma. Marukva. It's a comparison. Marukva to Dashbe. He was already immune. He had so much of this stuff. He used to go every day. But for me, are you kidding? And now our dear president will give us a rousing.
Zokta Helke Mishnah.
Ein shorinat achiltit biposhrin, avonotein lotoch hachomets. So here, once again, we have more of these ingredients. Exactly what what this is. The chilti. Do they have a picture over there or something?
We've got a picture. What do you call it?
I don't know whether there's a. It gives a Latin name.
Yeah.
I think you see them all around that yellow. Yeah. You see them all the time in the field. I'm gonna borrow this to take a picture of it or use my phone. Asafoetidia. Yeah, so, I mean, and that really, you do see that word in different languages. So. In any event, you're not allowed to soak it, because if you soak it in warmish water or tepid water, that's what is done to make it into a medicinal drink. So therefore, once again, it becomes a problem similar to the aluntit, so it follows directly to what we were talking about before. But here it's mashmish, more we'll discuss, that if it was in cold water, it wouldn't be a problem. But you can put it into vinegar. You do not insholinata karshimin, as far as the animal food is concerned, you don't pour water over this. What you do normally is you try to wash out some of the dirt, you know, the way that we would put in, let's say, beans, peas, and stuff like that to allow the dirt to float up to the top. They would do this for the karshin and for the animal. So you don't do that because that would be a type of borer, because it would float out not all of, but some of the dirt. Velo shafinotam, nor do you rub them with your hands to get out some of the psolet that have fallen between it. And you can't even put it in to use it as a gravitational sieve. In other words, basically you put it on an incline, and then the things that are dirty will roll out of it ultimately. So la yitanoga mimakam govoa, bishul shiyered hamotz, that way the little bits that are easily blown out, they'll fall down instead of remaining in there. So the little bits of psolet of the the straw, what's the word? Oh. This aphasia is getting worse all the time. Richard, I'm going to join you soon. I will not tell who Bikvara. What you can do. Yes, stubble, thank you. But you can take a kivara, you could take these kashini and put it in a sieve or a basket that would allow things to fall through, even though obviously when you do that, on its way from the pile, the hay pile, to the animal, some of the stuff is going to fall out, but you're really just carrying it. You're not shaking it or anything, so that you don't have to be mocked, but it'll just fall by itself. So this is because it's a dover sheno mitkaven. It's not a psik resha, and it's going alib the Rabbi Shimon. So you could take the kivara and put it into the evos, into the feeding trough in front of the animal. Iboilo. Suppose you would take a chiltit and you would put it into warm water. What would be the din? Sharamai. If you actually put it into water, you'd be chayav achatas. And Abaye, as is his wont, responds as he often does, Amalei Abaye, I suppose according to you, if you take a piece of meat and put it into water on Shabbos, you're chayav chatas. But I understand. You think that anything that makes foodstuff more palatable or easier to process is considered to be the same as cooking? Well, what's your problem? Obviously, it's not a chayav chatas. It's an uvda dechol problem, as we've seen before. Elomer Abaye, it's all mitarabanan shelo yaseh kederech shu oseh bechol. That's the important thing. Boy minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yana, ma'ali shrota tachiltit pitzonein. Would you be able to put this asafatiria in cold water? Omar le'asur, no, you're not allowed to. What? But then why, said Rabbi Yochanan, does it say in the Mishnah, Nantanan, enchrona tachiltit peposhrin? The only problem is in tepid water. Isn't that mashma that pitzonein is mutter? Said Rabbi Yana to him, you know, if you think you're so smart, why do you ask me the question? Obviously, you think I know things that you don't know. And that's exactly the case. Im kein ma bein livalach, what's the difference between me and you? Is this now to become a text-based religion where we read the Mishnah, and now we know the answer? You asked me a question, I gave you an answer. If you ask politely, and therefore how am I to understand the Mishnah Rebbe, I will explain it to you. The matznisin is yechidahi. It goes according to, it is true it says that in the Mishnah, but we don't pass it like that. It's a dat yachid. Where can I show you it's a dat yachid? Here's the bright, the Tanya. Ein sharina tachiltit lo bechamin v'lo betzonein, which is what I told you, and that's Tanakama. Can't put it into anything. It's Rabbi Yossi who says you can't use warm water, but you can use cold water. And this mission was going according to Rabbi Yossi, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. By the way, what is the point of this? I mean, what do you use it for? What's its medicinal value? Lamai avdile, liyukra deliba. We have a sense of insufficient cardiac output, and this stuff, it makes that better. Ravacha by Yosef had an episode of Yukra de Lipa. Otto Lakami de Marukve comes to Marukve, ask him, what do I do? What you should do is, you drink the three weights, these were standard golden weights that had been used, of Chiltit, over the course of 3 days. So this was on a Thursday. So he took his first dose on Thursday. He took his second dose on Erev Shabbos. Ishti chamisha b'Shabbos u'mali Shabbos. Then the question was he allowed to take it on Shabbos or not? So he comes into the Beit HaMidrash, and they told him, Tana devei Ravada, or some say it was Tana devei Marba Ravada, that it's not a problem. You could drink a kav or kabayim on Shabbat, and that you don't have to be choshesh that it's dafka, looks like refuah. Oh, no, I think you misunderstood my question. I wasn't asking you whether I could take a dose. Lishtot, don't look at me, boil it. Problem is, I forgot to soak it before. Can I soak it on Shabbos? Hikami boil it, lishrot my. Omla Ravchia Barovin, I could tell you that I personally had the Shaila. B'didi Avi Uvda, and I came to Ravada Barava to ask him the Shaila, and he didn't know the answer. V'lahavi b'yode. So then I went and I asked Ravuna, and Ravuna said that Hakikama Rav, you can leave it in cold water, even though we pass it in the Mishnah, you're not supposed to use cold water. Put the cold water mix into the sun. Is that only Commander Shari? Is it, we're going according to Rabbi Yossi? No. Even though we saw that the Rabbanon hold its usher, even in Sony, in this case, we already took two dosages, it's mutter. Because afilo mandi osa, even the Tanakama hanimi leichet leishtikla, if you didn't start taking a dosage of this stuff, then you're not allowed to make it on Shabbat. But once you take two doses, give it ishte, on Thursday and on Erev Shabbos, you can't stop in the middle. So if you don't take the third dose, then you're going to be in bigger trouble than if you hadn't taken any dosages, and you could come to be mistaken. You could end up in a dangerous health position.
So maybe this could be good for angina. Is that what?
Maybe it could be, yeah. Very possible. It's not clear, Yukra Deliba. You know, in Yiddish, Yukra Deliba is basically having a hard time catching your breath. Oy, it's a schwer mir auf den Herzen. You feel you're not getting enough oxygen. You know? But very often, it's a little bit different than the way it was originally used. Now, what happened over here was Rav Achbar Yosef, who was quite old, was afraid to walk on his own without support. So he was hanging on to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, his nephew. He was like he had his hand on his shoulder, and it was Katfid Rabbi Yitzchak Barachte, who would walk around with him so he shouldn't fall. So on my way, so he told him, you know, when we pass by Rav Safra, do me a favor, let's go in there. I want to ask him something. So Irina. Kimata, so when they passed by their highlight, the END brought him up to Rav Safra. And he asked Rav Safra, Bomine, Maolik Seksuche, Kitnita Bishabata. Are you allowed to rub your linen, that is light linen jacket, shirt jacket kind of thing? And can you do that on Shabbos? Sometimes when you just get it, and now it's stiff. I mean, I don't like wearing stiff linen. The problem is that when you do that, you also whiten it. Because you get rid of the sizing, whatever thing was making things a little bit darker. I'm not interested in whitening it. I just want to make it softer. But, I mean, what's like the standard thing? Can you be sechsuchik itnita b'shabata? Do we see this as essentially just a softening process? L'rechuchik itnita b'mechavim? All that you're trying to do is you're trying to soften your shirt. And, of course, that's mutter. Or are you making it whiter, in which case it would be also because we'd be part of the process of the libun. It was also called libun because its function is to make things bright and white. So, no, this is fine. This is softening. Why don't you move over there, Moshe, so that we can get the joy of seeing you on your return. This is a special day.
Was he the one in the monitor in the Skype?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he finally found his way out. It took a long time because that was the old version of Skype. You couldn't get through the monitor. The new version. No. I didn't have that function. But he finally crawled out of the monitor. We reconstituted.
Nice to see you in the play.
So, Kinafak, when he came out getting this psak, Ata, so he asked him, Amale, my boy, Marmine, tell me, what exactly, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked him, what did Rebbe ask from Rav Safra? He went in there privately. I asked him whether I'd be allowed to rub my ketanet. And he said, yeah, it's okay. Vamani shaper dami. Oh, well, why didn't you ask him whether you could do that to your sudra? It's like the type of turban that they wear. Why didn't you ask him about a sudra? No. A sudra, I didn't ask him. Sudra lo kami boile, because, you know, I went to Rav Huna already about that question, and he already told me it's us, upashitli. Well, then what made you think it would be different? Well, in other words, why? Some actually have the gears upashitli, the isura. He told me it's us, or it's obvious from this thing that he told him it's us. So, dear me, why didn't you assume that if the sudra is us, that the kitunta is us? It's the same material. Amale, no, because, see, the point is a turban. It's measured, its value, its hashivas is measured. They didn't wear black hats in those days. They wore white turbans. The whiter, the better. Now it's the blacker, the better. But if the white and bright and so on looks new and exciting. And okay, so that I understood, that the main purpose of that is ilude chivra. I mean, it's and therefore, even if you are personally doing it for other reasons, I mean, mitzik ilude chivra, the act itself is viewed as a libun type of act. But in this case, I mean, people are not all that makbid about the kitunta. And over there, I thought that maybe it was mutter. Sure enough, he told me that the main purpose over there is softening the kitunta. And obviously, a softening for kitunta is important, a softening for what you're wearing on your head. I mean, on the contrary, people like hard things on their heads, you know. So it must be because you're trying to whiten it up. Omrev Chista, hi kitnita. By the way, if you get back, a kitnita, you take it from the store, and it's held on a stick. So misha for the didami kanya, if you take it off of the piece of wood, you generally what they would do is after it's drying, you would put a stick through it that would go through one arm and out the other arm, and that way it would keep it spread out, and it would dry that way in shape. But the stick was muksa, so you can pull it off of the stick, but you can't take the stick out of it because it was just a stick. It wasn't a hanger. Omar Rava, yeah, but if it's a hanger, I mean, if it's a kli kivoy, it's what the dry cleaners use. Actually, kivoy is the original weaver, but it's the same idea. If it's something that's made for that purpose, of course, it's mutter. The only issue over here would be muksa. And even kli kivoy, with some of these things we say is so valuable that it's usur because of the muksa makwis is on kids. So over here, that which is just a stick to put through it, that would be mutter to move. Omra chista, hai kista diarka. When you have just a piece, not a piece, a wrapped up pile of veggies. It would often just take different grass kind of vegetables and tie them together. So if it is ro'i for ma'achal behema, I mean, no human would eat this stuff, right? In those days. So if it would be something that was roy, it was meant for ma'achal behemah, not meant to be used only for cooking. So you have these types of grassy things that you put into a soup. So then you can move it even on Shabbos. But if not, it's usur because it's not omid for achila. Omer Rav Barashi, Omer Rav, Hai Talia the Bisra. You have a string that has a lot of meat drying in the sun. And that...
Bilkum.
Yep, exactly. Exactly, except you don't usually tie it on a piece of a string, though, but okay. So if you're allowed to move that on Shabbos, so Rashi learned you're allowed to move it on Shabbos because you would often eat biltong, even if it's not completely dried out, it would still be edible. But if you have the same thing of fish, the kavre, that's usur. Rashi learns that's usur because you don't eat that while it's still in the process of drying out. It's disgusting. Tosus learns that the question over here, it would be a problem of muktzim amachlis mius because it's disgusting. The fish makes the string disgusting. He's learning about the issue is on the string is the problem. Omar Rav Katina, ha'omeid be'emtza ha'mitaki lo'omeid be'kreisa shalisha. Somebody who stands on a bed that is used by a couple cannot help but think about the woman in the bed, even if she's not there. V'lav milti, oh, come on, you know, if you got hangups, nobody else does. V'yom Rav Chista, you don't have to worry about that. V'yom Rav Chista barbe rav d'zoven yarka. Let me tell you something. I've had a lot of experience being poor, you know. And if you're a poor yeshiva guy who doesn't have much money and you're buying vegetables, so let me give you some advice. If it's a tied bunch, let's say if carrots or something like that, always look for the longest bunch because basically the bunches are all the same size and nobody cares about how long they are. So you're getting a little bit of extra stuff in the length. It's kedai to get that length because kisha ki kisha v'urucha mamela. They tie the same string around them so it's going to hold the same number and you're going to get extra length. So, you know, you got to use your brains in making the most of your money. The Omer of Pista, I'll tell you another thing. A barber of the Zavin Kanya, same thing, you're buying the sticks to burn. Well, you want to get your money's worth. So again, Liz bin Aricha, take the longest bunch you can find because tuna ki tuna. Over here, the bunches go the same amounts in Urcham Ameila. The Omer of Chista, I got another piece of advice for you. A barbe rab de lo nafshar, you don't have a lot of bread. Lo lecho yarka, do not eat veggies because they make you really hungry. And now you're going to want to eat. You're not going to have what to eat. Mishum de gore. And I can tell you, Rav Chista, while I was poor, Rav Chista had a reversal of fortunes. He used to be extremely poor. I never ate veggies when I was poor, and I never ate veggies when I got rich and won the lottery. So, Analobani, Yuti Achli Yarka, Vobet, Yuti Achli Yarka. When I was poor, I didn't eat it because it made me hungry, and I didn't have anything else to eat, Mishum de gore. But when I got rich, I figured, oh man, you know, I got a little bit of room in my tummy. Instead of putting veggies in there, I could put in some good stew and steak, you know? So leo bisur v'kavre, I could put in some good fish, I'll take some salmon. Why eat veggies? The Omer of Chista, barbe rav de lo nafishe le rifta. A barbe rav who doesn't have a lot of bread, then and he thinks he's going to spread it out, eat a little bit now, a little bit then, that way he'll be less hungry. That lo liv tibetsue, don't eat it in little slices, because it's never going to satisfy you. What you got to do is you got to make yourself a meal. So eat a hunk of it. If you got to eat the whole thing, and eat it all together. But that way, at least you'll feel satisfied. That will last you longer than trying to spread out a little bit over the course of the day. The Omer of Chista, I tell you something else. A Talmud Chacham who is poor and cannot afford bread for himself. Look what happens to these poor guys. He should not be the guy that breaks bread for the su'uda. They used to do a balabayit, would give you bread. He would make the bracha, and he would hand it to one of the orchim to cut. Well, if the oreach is a poor yeshiva bachur, don't have him cut. My taina, the lo ovid ba'ayin yof. He's stingy, because he's so used to cutting little pieces for himself. So that's what he's going to do for the guests. And yeah, that's not nice. I'll give you these extremely thin little pieces, which won't be. Give it to somebody who's got enough for himself. It says, Rav Chista, you should know that, man, I was poor for so many years that when I started being able to afford the bread, I needed psychologically to go into the kitchen, go through exactly how much I've got, and see that I've got gigantic portions for myself, no problem. And then I would be able to do a proper job. Otherwise, I was just psychologically I could not give out a lot of stuff. This lasts a long time. It's interesting. My shvera zichrona livracha, after spending all the years in the war, not having what to do, he would never let my wife and myself leave the house for any time that was significant without taking along bread. We would hear we went somewhere without having bread with us. He would literally blanch. What? You went without bread?
Because he didn't have it, right?
Because he had never had bread. So wherever he went, he always took bread with him. And he once, Mamish saved our lives. We got caught as we were taking a flight from Buffalo once. We lived in Toronto. Taking a flight from Buffalo. It was a snowstorm. We ended up in the entire day. It was supposed to be an hour flight to LaGuardia. We're starving. I'm sure we're going to faint. There's no kosher food. We land in LaGuardia, and who do we see walking across the airport? My shver, we go running over there. Oi! You know, we're not without bread. He takes out his bread and gives us the bread. Saves our life. Amazing. So it's a big impression it leaves on a person. So I didn't use the cut for other people until I was 100% sure I had enough to eat. I'm on the avshalei lemechad amid yisari. Let me give you other advice. You know, if you can tolerate eating bread that's made out of barley, which is a lot in those days, was cheaper, and instead you buy bread made out of wheat, that's baltashkas. You could have gotten half the price. You could have gotten bread that would have been good enough for you, and you waste your money. I can't believe it. And v'amar of Papa, I'm on the avshalei lemishtei shichra. Of course, Rav Papa had a little bit of personal involvement in this following psak, being as he was a famous beer maker. But Rav Papa's slogan was, if you can drink beer and you drink wine, over mishum baltashkes, you're throwing your money out. You could have gotten the best possible drink for a tenth the price at Papa's beer. But the truth is, lav milta, none of this is true. Because baltashkes is the goof for others. I mean, you really think that wine and beer are the same thing? You know what Rav Papa used to look like? 400 pounds worth of Papa. Never mind. Get yourself some wine. He always used to make fun of himself and his fat tummy. In the Gemara. The armor of Chista. So the worst baltashkes is being mashkes your body. Forget about your money. The armor of Chista. Barber after Leslie mashkes. You know the oil? They used to use oil to after eating to take off the whatever oil was left on their fingers. So if you don't have that, what you can do is nimshi b'mayat charitza. You can use algae overgrown water, which is very slippery and has an oily like surface, and that'll do the job. We finally saved up enough money to buy some meat, buy the cheap cuts around the neck. And you've got over there three different types of meat, because you've got over there some very lean kind of meat, and you've got actually tendons, which are, you know, you got to really chew. And then you've got some of the meat there is quite fat. Let me tell you something. You want to buy yourself a new shirt or one of those shirt jackets? I can tell you, go to the Nahar Abba shopping center over there, v'nichvara, you buy it there, and you wash it for 3 days. You just leave it there in the water, and 30 days. And that way, when you start using this thing, it's going to be mepatulei treisar yarchei shata. This thing is going to last you for a full 12 months. You won't have to buy another one. And this has the seal of good housekeeping chista. So this is Ana Arva. I give my personal guarantee. You got a problem with this kitinta, you come to me. Well, by the way, what is this kitunita? It's a famous, it's a strange kind of word. It seems like a mixture of the term ketonet. Yeah, well, it actually means kitana'a. This kind of shirt puts you into the upper class, the pretty people. So it's kitana'a. You're going to be in a group of good-looking people. Somebody's wearing a shirt like that. That puts you up there. Let me tell you something else. If you're a Talmud Chacham, be careful not to sit on one of these new mats. They spread out mats, and you're going to sit on them. Don't sit on a new mat because it rubs away the material. You're going to get a hole in your pants, and it's going to cost you money. Wrong move. That's also, I remember I had this chavrusa in Mir. This is like 50 years ago. The guy was so poor. He would smoke all day, but it was the same cigarette all day. He would light it, take a puff, and put it out. And that way it would last him for the whole day. And when he would sit down on a bench in the Beis HaMidrash, he would always take a handkerchief and put it down on a bench. And then he would sit on it. You know, me being an American kid, I mean, what's going on? It's not this way, it doesn't wear out my pants. So he would wear out his handkerchiefs. And not the, so this was serious stuff. This is not. So be careful on what you sit.
The cigarette was not so meant to the bread. No. The bread, you say, you one time.
Actually, you should. No, right. And actually, the junk cigarettes that he smoked, God help us. I mean, in those days, every brand was a different price. You remember when you came, they had those oval cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they called them. They were ovals.
What kind of bleach?
Barbe Rav should not give his laundry to the Ushpize Lekavre, to his the place where he's staying. Because it's not derech eretz. You don't want to give her your dirty underwear, especially if it has semen stains in it. Rav Chista told his daughters, let me give you some practical advice, you know. Be careful how you act around your husbands, you know, because men get turned off very easily. So don't expose yourself. First of all, don't eat bread. They may think you're slobs, or they may think that you're eating up all their money. Don't eat veggies at night. Don't eat dates at night. And don't drink beer at night. That's all you need is that flatulence, you know. And when you go to the bathroom, don't go to a bathroom where your husband used the bathroom. So if somebody is not... Sorry?
Why not?
Well, because the bathroom was left with what you had used. Bathrooms didn't have flushing toilets, so your husbands will get disgusted. And lo tamron, if somebody knocks on the door, do not say, who's there? Beloshen zachar, meaning what man is there? Say, who's there? Beloshen nekeva, meaning what woman is there, you know? And
that she should be suspected of deceiving a man.
Well, no. It's not nice to say who's there as if, right. It looks like, you know, mixing of this, say mani. Nakit marganita b'chad yada, v'kura b'chad yada. Hold the pearl in one hand and hold the mine in the other hand. This, of course, is sexual references. And so expose your breast and the other place, keep your other hand on. Marganita achvale, let him have your breasts first, you know, but don't let him get access too quickly to the mine. Kura lo achvale ademitstan, until he's really, really turned on and in pain, okay, then you can let him go. Vada achvale, ein cholina takarshinin, but you can use, said the Mishnah, you can use a sieve, even though you're going to want the time that you're moving it from the pile of the animal feed to the actual trough. It could be that stuff will fall out and you're going to be doing borer, but like Rabbi Shimon, that's not your kavana. You're just using it as a kli to move from one place to another. But that means that matnitin galoki aitana. Obviously, the Mishnah argues on the following brayta: the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, ein mashgichin b'kvara kol ikar. We do not allow you to touch, don't use that kvara for anything, because there's always going to be a problem of borer. V'notrim beit sabe misanin, etani Yaakov karcha, lefi she'en osinota ele gavin. Itmar, chardav shelo shomer of Shabbat. L'machar, omarav, you could still mix it back again, but as long as it's beklu, avalo biyad. Omle shmo, what do you mean? But on the contrary, biyad ota kuyoma mamakle biyad. You're telling me you use your fingers in the mustard? I mean, that'd be ma'achal chamorimu. El omar shmo, Mamachu biyad to make a sheep. Ve'enu mamachu bikli. Itma, Rabbi Eliezer on there, echadzevi asur. Whether it's biyad or bikli, Rabbi Yochanan on there, echadzevi echadzev mutar. So Abayev and Rava both said that ein halacha to Rabbi Yochanan, who said both are mutar, but in the end, kap Rabbi Yochanan b'shitati to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan ended up being persuaded echadzev echadzev asur. Rabbi Eliezer became persuaded b'shitati to Shmuel that it would be okay biyad. Abaye v'rova darbe tavayu halacha to Rabbi Yochanan in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but in the and therefore will be mocked. Now he made the abaye of the v'lo acha. Davita de Zira of the letter of Kia Barash, she was outraged. I'm a little rabcha of delay, the akal, but for you, you're too holy. The atlo akal. Omar Rova Bar Shvav, a gaina committed Ravina, ubarshle beshufte de tam av yocha. In the end, omer marzut avet hilchot kol ani shmait ta ela kiyad yitmar chardal shela shomer of Shabbat nemachar mamachi hu bein biyad bein bekli v'notein etoch udvash v'lo yitrof ela ma'arev. Shachalayim sheshachakan mirav Shabbat lemachar natin letochan shemen v'chometz umamshich letochan amita v'lo yitrof ela ma'arev. Shum sherizka mirav Shabbat lemachar natin letochan pol v'grisin bot lo yishchok ela ma'arev umamshich at amita letochan my amita mint nanya om rabaya. Well, here's one good recipe. Shmai minayi ninya is ma'alei letachli. V'yosinanu ma'alim b'Shabbat an rabban. עושים הנמלים בשבת ואין עושים הנמלים בשבת. איזו הנמלים ואיזו הנמלים? הנמלים is יין, דבש and פלפלים. הלונטית is יין ישן, מים צלולים מן עפר סימון, which is made לבין בסוטה למיקר. אומר רב יוסף, boy, I had one of these ones. זינדו חלה ליבות המערוק ולביבני, and כי דווקא עתי אשקיון חד קסה, Chashu bebenita the roshi ve'atufra the kari, and I'm telling you, yashkayin kasachrina, I think it would have been the end. Avi mistafina dilma menakele mischutai de'alma da'ati. That's if I would have survived. What do you mean, marukva? Used to drink this kol yuma. Marukva. Shani marukva de dashbe. Ein sholin et achilti peposhrin, avanot neide tocha chomet. Ein sholin et akarshidin, velo shafin otan, avanot nan letocha kvara, o letocha kalkala. Ein kovrin et ateven bikvara, velo yitzneno agabi makom gavoa, bishvil shiheret hamotz. But you could put it into a kvara to move from one place to the next. Venoten letocha evoz. Iboil. What would be the din if you were shora the chiltit? My Tirgama Ravada Narashaka Bit Rav Yosef, oh bad news, Shora Chayev Chatat. So I suppose according to you, Shora Umtze B'mayoch and Amin Mechayev. Of course not. Elam Rabbiya, look, this whole thing is an uvda the whole problem. In Rabbonah, Shalom Yasek Eder Shura Sebechol. Boim Nein Rabbi Yochan Amir B'yanai. Ma'al Yishrot Et Achilti B'tzonin. Omala Yasur. But, mutar. If you ask me in that way, for heaven's sakes, matnitin yechidai. The tanya inshonin tachiltit lo bechamin velo betzonin. Rabbi Yosi Omer, and this is our mishnah, which is das yochid. Bechamin asur betzonin mutar. Lamai avdile, by the way. Well, it's good for yukar liba. Rabbi Acha bar Yosef chash biyukar liba. Ata lekami demar ukva. Amalei zil shti tlata tiklei chiltit betlata yume. Also ishtet chamisha deshava. Malei shabata. And then letzafre comes in the base of Midrash and wants to know if it's mutter. Omrulei tana devei rabada. Amalei tana devei marba rabada. Shote adam kavo kavai meno choshish anyway. So it's not a problem. Amlo nana, you misunderstand. Lishtot lo kami boile, ki kami boile lishrot mai. Amalo ruchia barave, I can tell you, but idi avi uvda, and I came in my ass, ravada barava v'lo havi biyade. So we went to Rav Huna, and he said, okay, come around, you can even be shoreb et sodin, and then put the whole thing into the sun to warm up. Well, is that only like the man yomro, it's mutter? No. Avil mandi asa. But hanemila yechad alishtet klal over here already took two dosages. So given the ishtet chayim shomal shabbata, if you're not going to take your third dose, it's dangerous, mistakim. Mistamak vasa Rav Acha bar Yosef akatvi de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak bar Achte. Oh, Marley, you know what, when we get to Rav Safra, bring me up there, I want to talk to him. Ki motu ahele, bo amini ma'ale sikhsuche kitnita b'shabbata. Is it l'ruchuche kitinita k'mechavin v'shaper dami, or is it uli dechivrek and k'mechavin, and then it's like a libun v'aser? Oh, Malay, it's not a problem. Is it l'ruchuche k'mechavin v'shaper dami? Ki nofakata, so his nephew asks him, Nachman, oh, Malay, my boy, marmine, oh, Malay, bormine, male, sechsuche kitinita b'shabata, and he said, it's okay. How come you didn't ask about the sutra? No, sutra, I knew the answer. How come you boil it? I already once had asked Rav Huna that, and he was partially li sura. So then why didn't you assume it's the same halacha? Tiv shalei lamar mi sutra. Because hatam, of course it's mitzik uli de chivra, But on a shirt, lo mitzikul lechivra. Om Reb Chista haki tnita nishlofal adidei mikanya. That's okay, because there you're not touching the stick. But to take the stick out mimena is osra. Amarava, yeah, stick. But if it's kli kavoy, like a hanger, then it's mutter. Om Reb Chista haki sta diyarka. Ichaz lamacha behema shor letetula. But if not, it's only eaten when it's cooked. You can't eat it. Move it. Om Reb Chia barashi amarav. Hai talia the Bisra Charlotte Tulek, the Kavri Osir. Omer of Katina Omid Be'em Tzahamita, Kilo Omid Be'kresa Shalisha. Oh, please ignore him. Love Milti. Omer of Chista Barbe Rav de Zovin Yarka. Always choose the longest bunch, because the kisas ki kisa, it's always the same, but the urcha you get for free. Mamela. Omer of Chista Barbe Rav de Zovin Kanya, Lisbon Aricha, because tuna ki tuna v'urcha mamela, so you get more fuel. Omer of Chista Barbe Rav, Lolecho Yarka, Bishop de Gorier. V'yom Rav Chista Ana lo baniyuta yachli yarka v'lo batiruti yachli yarka. Baniyuta mishum de Gorier, and I couldn't afford the food. Batiruti de amina, why waste my limited tummy space on yarka? Hechad ayel yarka, leo bisra v'kavre, now I can afford it. V'yom Rav Chista Barbe Rav v'lo nafishal rifta, should not eat bit by bit, lo lifzibitsue. V'yom Rav Chista Barbe Rav v'lo nafishal rifta, should not be the one to cut the bread for everybody, lo lifzibitsue. Lo avid ba'ayin yafa. Omer Rav Chista, you should know, I can tell you that ana mikora lo avid batzana for other people. Ad shdo yode bikule mone mishkach bekot tzarchi. Only then could I relax. The Omer Rav Chista, hai man de efshalei lamechel nahamad asari, and wastes his money on nahamad achite, gomer mishum bal tashkes. Omer Rav Papa, I can say it even better. Any guy that can drink beer and waste his money on this expensive wine, over Bishop Bal Tashkis, then pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Love Milti. Believe me, Bal Tashkis, the Gufa Adiv. V'om Rav Chista, Barbi Rav, the Lotte Mashcha, Nimchi B'maya de Charitzi. V'om Rav Chista, Barbi Rav, the Zovin Umtsa, better to buy the neck piece, because it betlata mide bisra. V'om Rav Chista, Barbi Rav, the Zovin Kitunita, always go to the Naharaba shopping plaza. And then Nikavri Bukot Latin Yume, because then Mipat Le Tracy Yarkishata, and I want to give you a personal guarantee about that. Ana Arva. What is that word, Kitunita? Kitana, of course. V'omer Chista Barbe Rav lo litev atzipta charata. It's going to make a hole in your pants. V'omer Chista Barbe Rav lo lishtar mani lo shpize. V'omer Chista Barbe Rav should not give his laundry to the shpize lechavre, to his the place where he's staying. Because it's not derecher, it's lavur achara. You don't want to give her your dirty underwear, especially if it has semen stains in it. Never say who's there. Say who's there? Elamani. Nakit Margarita Bakhada Yada Vakura Bakhada Yada. Margarita Akhvele Ka, but the Kura Lo Akhvele Adamit Staron, Vahara Akhvele. Angel in the Takar Shinin, Matitin de Loki Aitana, because the Mishnah is Matir using the Kevara just to move it, because it's a Dover Shinim is Kaveh. But Nabraita, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, don't get your hands on that Kevara at all on Shabbos. Okay, today's daf. Today's daf is daf kuf mem. Yesterday we had a sugya that I promised to discuss. People I promised it to aren't here. So I guess we'll discuss it again, which was the harama. We'll discuss it at the end of the, if someone will remind me again if we don't finish too late. Okay, we're up to the last line. V'notnim beit sabin misaninit. The question is, why is it permissible to put an egg through a filter, because doesn't this basically allow you to separate a yolk from the white of the egg? I mean, why isn't that better? Tani Yaakov Karcha Vishenu Sinotav LeGavin. The point over there is that the main issue is that you want the color of the yolk separated from the white. As far as Ochel and Psolet is concerned, it makes no difference. They're both edible.
putting it through over here, this filter, and it's collate from the mustard, and well, okay, fine, it's very nice, but certainly not the derech of Beirah. Itmar, chardal shalosho mi'erev Shabbos. And this is a sugya that happens all the time. You have something which you made liquid yesterday. So you have your mustard seeds. You mix the mustard seeds yesterday so that they're now mixed with water already. Then lemocher, the next day, when they get sort of, they're too thick and you want to make them, you want to make it now more liquidy. So you can be memacho bikli, says Rav. Avalobiyat, you should take, let's say, a spoon or something, smush it to soften it up. But don't use your hand, because if you use your hand, you'll be doing a better job. Because you, with your hand, you can feel very clearly whether there's any globs. You push the globs. And therefore, it's better to do it with a shinui meaning a way in which it isn't as well done as it would have been done another way. Amar le Shmuel, what are you talking about? The point of a shinui is to do it differently. So it's not a question whether it's as good or not as good. Biyad, you're saying, use your hand, that not by hand. What are you telling me? That you stick your fingers into the mustard every day in order to make sure it doesn't have any gloves in it? What are we? Who are you making this for, maybe? Your chamor? Machal chamorimu? Who puts fingers into food? On the contrary, Elo Amar Shmuel, just the opposite. Memacho biyad, use your fingers, because that's a shinui in terms of the way in which it's done. So even though you're taina, but you're doing a better job, but fine, but I'm doing it shalok derech, the normal lisha. Because normally, you don't put your fingers into your food. That's right. That's macho chamor. It's my, but don't use a kli. Because a kli is what you would have used b'chol. Now here we have a major machlokas. Itmar Rebbe Eliezer Amar Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Asur. Rebbe Eliezer has, look, bottom line is, either way you're doing something wrong. Rumacha b'yad, so you're ending up doing a good job. You're rumacha b'kli, you're ending up doing uvda d'chol. Therefore both ways are asur. Rebbe Yochanan Amar Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Mutar. Whereas Rebbe Yochanan says, no, just the opposite. I say, if you do it b'kli, you're not doing such a good job, so it's not a problem. If you do it biyad, you're making a shinoi, so it's not a problem. So either way, you could do it. In other words, the svaras of Rav and Shmuel originally are taken by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, as each one of them being meaningful. So either I take the tzad that the other one took to Aser, but Shmuel took to Aser Rav, but Rav took to Aser Shmuel, or I take the tzad that Shmuel took to be Matar is, and that Rav took to be Matar is. We're getting it. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, come Rabbi Yochanan b'shitasi to Rabbi Eliezer. What happened is that Rabbi Yochanan had charata, and he ended up holding what Rabbi Elazar said, which was usher, and actually it was Rabbi Elazar changed his mind, and he was also come b'shitasi to Shmuel, even though he had asked originally any type of mixing. Was not really mixing, but any type of, I guess we'd call it smushing, right? Because it's already mixed. In other words, the Iker Lisha was done. You have mustard now that's mixed, but it's hardened. It became hardened. So in the end, he was matir like Shmuel to do it with a shinui, meaning a shinui for the way he would normally do it, which is to do it biyad, even though it's very effective to do it biyad, but it's not an uvdin dechol. Abayev Rava Damit Abayev Halachik Rav Yochanan. Abayev and Rava both said we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan now, Rabbi Yochanan's new sheet, which Rabbi Yochanan was kam b'shitasa to Rabbi Elazar, and he answered it. He made the Abaye's nanny, made it for him. V'lo achal, he refused to eat it on Shabbos. The Vito, the Zira's wife, made it for some of the Talmidim that came over on Shabbos. She was giving them some nice mustard and so on. Of course, they refused to eat it because it wasn't kosher enough for them. So nothing has changed. So she makes it to Rabbi Barashi, who was a guest at her house. He refuses to eat it. So she says to him, "Ah, chutzpah, l'rabcha avidi levachal, at lo achal, to your Rebbe, I make it for him, it's good enough, it's kosher enough. For you, it's not kosher enough." I'm not feeling well. Don't be matter. Yeah. So So the Rav Chavda, v'achvat lo achat. Omar Rav Abba Shva, v'kim nekame de Ravina. I was once standing by Ravina, and I saw that Bakshile b'shufta the tumah v'achat. What they did was, is they made a shinoi in both inyan. They didn't use a kli. Instead, what they took was a piece of garlic, the middle piece of the garlic, which is tough, hard. They used that, they didn't do it biyad. So in other words, you don't have either chisarn. Biyad, you don't have the chisarn, you can't do a good job with a piece of tumah. And you didn't use a kli, so you were mishana. So it wasn't uvda dechol. And that way he was matarit, and he ate it. And Omar Marzutra, let yilchata kekol harishmaitza. All of this is wrong. You can forget about everything that we just said. We don't paskin like that. Eleki hodi itman, here's how we paskin. Chardal shaloshu mi'erev Shabbos. If you had already done the lisha from Erev Shabbos and mixed it with water. L'machar memacho ben biyad ben bekli. To mush something is not considered to be lesion. So therefore, you could soften it with your hand or with the kli. Not only that, you can even add ingredients to it. Let's say you want to have honey mustard. No ten letocho dvash. You can add honey to the mustard. The only thing is lo yitrof. You should not whip it up. Because whipping it up already is derech lesha. So, but what you can do is you're just ma'arev. You mix it. You mix it with some, in a way that you wouldn't normally mix it. You mix it, in other words, what we do is we'll use the back of a spoon instead of or a knife if you don't usually do it that way. But in some way in which it's not normally the full uvda dechol, and that's mutter. Because the point over here is that it's not a true lisha, since it's already been lush before, been lush yesterday. There's even a machlokas, how hard it can be. In the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that it has to actually be liquid. So that all you're doing is you're making it a finer mix. But there are many who are matter because this is not, once it's nilosh already, so then what you're adding to it is not considered to be a new lisha. It's not the derech lisha bekach to make a new, what it's like, you're making a new dough. Okay, so you're mixing things and it's tamachodas erchli. In order to be mechalik between this and the normal pu'ula of lisha, so you do it with a shinoi of some kind. What we do is we change the order of the ingredients. In other words, to something that you would normally put in afterwards, you put in before. Or we change the kli that you use it with, or we change the kli that you do it in. So you do it in a funny way. You do it on a platter instead of inside of a bowl. And this comes up very often with baby food issues and so on, where you're doing pulites that are similar to lisha, and you're mixing. So these are the different changes that are done in order to be matred. Shachlayim, shishachkan me'erev Shabbat. If you have shachlayim, those are vetches, that you, otherwise called krishim in the Gemara, that you already ground them up erev Shabbos. What you need to have now is you need to make basically the mix. You make a mix by putting in vinegar and oil and things like that. So lemocher on Shabbos itself, noten letocho shemen v'chometz. You can add oil and vinegar to it. You could add mint to it. Mamshich letocho ramita v'lo yitrof, again on condition that you don't mix, you don't whip it up, that you have a good salad dressing. Ela na'arev. You should mix it gently so that there's no real pool of lisha here.
But the earlier case was
already
once before on this
Erev
Shabbos. Here there's no
mm-hmm.
there's no lisha Erev Shabbos. It's the first time you're doing
lisha, so why is it? So again, some Enochinami bring a raya from here that probably doesn't go like the Yerushalmi. It doesn't need to be liquid mamish, or that this is the derech of shechika and shachlayim. It creates its own. It's basically a like a hummus kind of mixture. It would be like we have hummus. So there's a little bit of a mix there already, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, actually, I don't know what they are, really. I've never really dealt with vetches, so I don't know exactly what its consistency is. It's hard for me to relate to it. Shum, same thing that if you have garlic that you crush on Erev Shabbos. So again, you can add to the garlic, pol, v'grisim, v'lo yishchok, elamarev. You can't grind up these things together. These are sort of like, they make them today, mixing, what do they call it, the bee, wheat?
Burgle?
Yeah, thank you. I'll never remember. Yeah, so they mixed it. They make this burgle wheat, which is like Poland and Greek seam. And they mix it together with garlic and so on. It's a nice vegetarian meal. But again, you shouldn't grind them all together. You could just be ma'ariv them. And there too, you can mamshich et amita letocha. And you can let the mint, you can put mint into it and flavor it and so on. Maya mita nanya. Om rabbi ishmamina hai nanya maya letachle. So apparently, you see from here, it's good to have mint with vetches. If you're going to eat vetches already, you might as well get some mint. V'yosinan namulin b'shabbat. And we know there's a difference between that we had before, aluntis and brochas. We had a lot of examples. What exactly is the difference? Tanar Rabbanan, osinan namulin b'shabbat, v'ein osinan aluntit. Now the aluntit we know that we used for restorative reasons. It was a restorative, you know, what the housewives say today. You go into a bathhouse, you get weakened, you take some aluntin. So that's already more similar to refuah. And therefore, we don't make it on Shabbos. How do you make this? Anumalin is made with a mixture of yayin, dvash, and pilpilin. It's an interesting mixture. Okay. Aluntis is yayin yashan, mayim tzlulim vafar simon, which really can really restore you. You come out of the bathhouse, you take a little bit of this, and it chills you to your bone, gets you back into shape, and then you shake it off, and you get out. Rav Yosef, I can tell you that Zimna Chara Ali Pater Mar Ukva Lebebani. I once went with Mar Ukva into the bathhouse. He had a special membership over there, so he took me with him. Ki Nafke, when we got out, they brought us this stuff. And he gave me a little bit of this mixture of here, Ashkayim Chamra, maybe it doesn't mean Chamra alone, in other words, the Chamra, which was the mixture of the Afar Simon and the Mayim and so on. And he gave me one cup. One cup, and I tell you, chashim mi binta the roshi v'atufa de karoy. Oh man, I could feel that from the hairs on my head down to the tippy toes on my feet. I thought I was going to plutz. V'yashkayan kasa achrina. I know if I would have had one more cup, having mistafina dila menakilim mischusid amadasi, they would have taken off my ilmah before. I would have survived that one. Wait a minute, but Marukva does this every day. I mean, Marukva shati ko yuma. Nah, shiny Marukva the dashpe. Marukva's got a membership. He's used to this stuff already. For me, it was a shocker. Let me tell you. Ein shorin et achiltit beposhri. Achiltit we've had it before. It's a type of very sharp plant. I don't know, do you have a picture of it there, I'm sure? So at least we can know what it isn't. it's a type of very sharp plant that's used for refuah. You don't put that type of thing in. Oh, there we go. So at least we know what it is. I've seen these around. Uh-huh. Oh, so it's asafoetida. You must have heard of that, right? No, seriously. It's called asa. You see it growing. I don't know what it's called in English.
Asafoetida.
Asafoetida.
One of the long-term foundations of the project. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are people like Zohar Amar who mm-hmm. know these things, photograph all of them, yeah. Make the company to say there's writing to these things.
Beautiful. Okay, so you don't put it into warm water, which is its derech, b'chol.
When you put it into the soup, the white
could be, yeah, the white thing, the bottom, the root. Havel noten letoch hachometz, you can put it, however, into vinegar and use it as a flavoring for your food. Vein sholin et hakarshinin. Now the karshinin, what you do in order to clean them is the same thing that we do when we're preparing beans and stuff for cholent. You put water over it and you let soak it, and meanwhile all of the psolet rises to the top. Now that's a type of beira, because by doing that you can actually separate out the psolet from the ocho. So you don't do that shliya. V'lo shafinotam, you also don't rub them, because that also removes the psolet. Aval noten letocha kvara, letocha kalkala. What you can do is you can put it into, not to actually do a pula with it, but you can put it into a sieve. And even though stuff will fall out by itself, or you can carry it in a basket. I mean, so obviously some of the junk is going to fall out in the basket, but you can't do a true pula of beer on it. But
Restoring it.
Well, you're moving it around, even though the mindset's going to get better in the context while you bring it out to feed the animal and so on. You may be cleaning it. In kovrin et ateven bikvara, you also have to be careful not to take the teven, which is made from the kash, right? You have the hairy part on top of the shibboleth. It's called the teven. And what you want to do is you'd like to get rid of the motes, which is part of the upper part, which is not healthy for an animal to eat. But you can't put it through a kivara, nor can you even use just gravity. Let's say you put the whole thing on a place like gabi makom gavoa, and that way the motes rolls off. Avo notel of the kivara, you could carry it in the kivara in order to feed it to your animal. Lamaisa, some of the motes is going to come out that way and will fall through the holes of the kivara. And you pour it into the evos from there, and that way you've basically made things better for your animal. You haven't done the full pool of the beira. But since this is not the derech of borer, it's a davar she'ena miskaven, you're not doing this specifically for brera. So the fact that there is some borer that comes on the way, this, not everybody agrees with this, by the way, but Rashi's approach is that the sugi is going on libra Rebbe Shimon. And that's why we're being matter this, because it's davar she'ena miskaven. There are others who learn that it isn't dependent on the machlokas. The reason that they learn that way is because at the end of the sugi, there seems to be a steer in the mandi amrim who aser, according to the way Rashi's learning, it would have to be the whole of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mashmos is elsewhere that they don't. So the other issue would be whether this is considered to be already there of birth. Iboilu. Sharamai. What if I did put chiltis in warm water? What would it be? Was that a deraisa drabona? Kirgama Ravada Narsha Kameda Rav Yosef Shara Chayav Chatas. So Ravada from Narish said in front of Rav Yosef, you'd be Chayav Chatas, because that's the derech in which you prepare a chiltis. Which is things. If you take a piece of meat and you put it into warm water, telling me that you would be chayiv. You can't cook something in my pushrim. My pushrim are simply not hot enough to cook. What we have over here is poshut, a question of over the chol, and that's why we don't do it. So obviously you wouldn't be chayiv. Incidentally, here too, there are some machlokas between the Rishonim, about the same way we used before, we said uvda dechol for the 2 days ago. We had the shol yasek yiderach shuaisa bechol, also was a bias pshat, remember? If it was the question about hanging something, a bias said that's no different than tolakuza besichta. You can't hang up a pot on Shabbos. The same thing over here. Say what? You can't put a piece of meat into warm water on Shabbos. It's the same lashon, and a bias says in both cases, the issue is over there not because of Baina Mamish, but because of the Dechol. And here he says the issue is not because of Bishul Mamish, but because of Uvda Dechol. Some learn that this Uvda Dechol is not the normal Uvda Dechol. I mentioned before by the Rambam, the way the Rambam was learning over there, that it's an actual Shvus. It's not just that it looks like the way you would do it Bechol. It's one of the Shvusim. There's the Uvda Dechol, there's Shvusim that are similar to Binyan, because you could come already, Lidei Binyan and such. So that's how many learn here as well. It doesn't mean literally. Just an Isser Uvda Dechol, don't do it this way, but rather it's an Isser Shvus. Bonine Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yane. Ma'u Lishra is a chiltis pitzonin. Can I put chiltis, which was that sharp, the asafatida, can I put it into cool, cold water? Armalei Osir? No, you can't. What? I didn't expect that. I wouldn't have asked, you know. I mean, the Mishnah said, Ein Sharina Tachiltis Beposhrin. But I mean, certainly, but sonein it's mutter. Doesn't the Mishnah say that the problem is putting it into warm water? And you said that that's because of Uvda Dechol. That's right, absolutely. So why can't I put it into sonein? Notice that he still asked. He wasn't going to be paisek mitoich the Mishnah. That's mevalo elam. Omar lei. So he said to him, his Rebbe said to him, Rabbi Yonai said to him, in kein ma ben leave alone. If you think you could be Vidayak and a Mishnah, so then what's the difference between me, the Rav, and you, the Talmud? You're going to ask me a guy, you want to be basic halacha from the Mishnah? I just told you something, man. So think about it. The point is that Masnisin Yechidahi. You're right about the Mishnah, but that's why you have a Rebbe. The Mishnah is not la halacha. The Mishnah actually represents the Shita of one individual. We don't paskin like that. We paskin the Tosra Filu B'Tzayne. The Tanya. Ein Shorina Tachilti Lo B'Chamin V'Lo B'Tzayne. And that's Tam. Tanakama here, it's brought stop. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bechamin Oseh B'Tzonin Mutter. So Lamaisa was only going on Libra Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah. The Das of the Rabbi is not this way. Lamai Abdilei, by the way, why would you make this mixture of a chiltis that is sitting in cold water? L'yukra D'Liva. You do it for feeling heavy on your heart. You feel you're not getting enough oxygen, you need to lighten yourself. It provides relief from that sensation. Now, Rav Acha bar Yosef had a problem with Yukra D'Liba, and he came to Mar Ukva, and he asked him, so what do I do? It's really hard to go on like this.
Is this heartburn?
Mm-mm. Yukra D'Liba is a sense of heaviness.
A physical
pressure.
Thing,
yeah. Blister type thing? Yeah, yeah. Omalai zil shati klasa tikla chiltata betlasa yumi, I'll tell you. You drink yourself three mishkal, of this is takli of the standard weight of the money, of chiltis, over the course of 3 days, that'll do it for you, man. Hazal ishtit, so anyway, he went and he starts drinking on a Thursday, and then he drinks his next dosage on a Friday, and then at Shabbos, so he wants to know whether he's allowed, what's he allowed to do today? So Hazal shom bei midrash, so he goes and he asks to the Beit HaMidrash, Amrulei, Tanadavei Ravada, so the Tanadavei Ravada, some say it was Tanadavei Marba Ravada, Shota Adam Kav O Kabayim Vena Khoshesh. There's no problem, and it's not only sick people that drink kav or two of this stuff. It's okay to drink it on Shabbos. I never asked you if I could drink it on Shabbos. You misunderstood me. I understand that this is something that people drink even when they're not really sick. I was asking whether I could make it, because I didn't make it before Shabbos. Well, I'll tell you, but I had a mice exactly like this. I went to ask Ravada Barava, and he didn't know. So I went and asked Ravuna, and he said that Rav Paskin, that you leave it in the cold water, and then once it's in the cold water, you can put the cold water into the sun. There's nothing wrong with leaving things in the sun, even though it warms it up. And then you end up getting, basically, chiltik proportion, because the water warms up. So what, is that command de shori? In other words, so he's basketing like the mandiyama, like Rav Yossi, who said that you could put it into cold water. Or is he saying that there's some other factor over here? No. Afilu mandiyasa. Even according to Rabbana, that we learned before from Bianai, that you would not be allowed to be bitzoni. That's only somebody who didn't take two dosages for the 2 days before. But if you took two dosages and you suddenly stopped taking it, you're in big trouble. There's some medications that once you get on a dosage, you can't suddenly drop off. And that's one of these things. So, you already had a dose on Thursday. You had a dose on Friday. If you suddenly don't drink at all on Shabbos, you're going to get into trouble. And mistaken, it's actually a sakana. So, okay, lemaisa, as far as it's possible to make a shinoi, not to do it with potion directly, do it with sonin, and then to put it into the sun, fine, that you should do. But I'm certainly not saying under normal circumstances you would be able to necessarily go like the Das of Rav Yossi and put it into tzayin. That he wasn't matir.
Quick question. Uh-oh. Is this included by a moment? Did the doctor give him this as a prescription, or did he take this on his own? Or does that not shy at all?
Marukva gave it to him as a prescription. You're going to argue with Marukva?
Yeah. I have a question. Does that come under any moment? That's
all for this day. You don't need a moment,
necessarily. You don't need a moment for a continuation of medication?
Somebody knows. He knows. Also, now the mistamech v'yosef Rav Acha bar Yosef at Katfid Rav Acha bar Yitzchok bar Achte. Rav Acha bar Yosef was already of advanced age, so when he would walk, this is what nephews are good for. He would lean on his nephew's shoulders, and in those days nephews used to have a little bit of their hurts for the old uncle. So he was walking along, hanging on to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, his nephew, and Omaleh, he told his nephew ki matina levei Rav Safra ayelana. When we get to Rav Safra's house, I'd appreciate it. Bring me up there, and I need to speak to Rav Safra. So Kimotu, when they got to Rav Safra's place, Ayala, he brought him up. Bo'amin, of course, he had a personal conversation, didn't come in with him, but the Bo'amin, he asked him, Ma'al kiskuse kitnito b'shabata. I'm interested to know about if someone who has, they used to have linen, like smoking jackets, and the thing with linen is that after it's washed, it's hung and it dries, you rub it, because it dries very, very tough. It's stiff. And when you rub it, you soften it, but in the same way that you soften it, it also gets a shine to the rubbing process. So it's, in a sense, you're completing the washing, because you're making it now, you're giving it its glance. So he wanted to know, is the kavon el rechuche kitnita kamechavin v'shaper damu? How are we mefarish? This is one of those things that we've had a number of times in the Masechta, where we ask, is his kavana X or is his kavana Y? And the Rishonim or Masbir, that doesn't mean you can ask the guy, so what's your kavana? It's a definition of what the Ikar Pu'ula is in terms of society as a whole.
Well,
whatever, I mean, I don't want to, it's, I'm not a Diyaraisa, but similar to Malachas Marim, assuming you were a Malach. So is this a Ikar, a softening process, or is it Be'ikar, a shining up process? So is it l'rechuche kitnita kamechavin v'shaper? There's nothing wrong with making your shirt a little bit softer. So that would be fine. Or do we say, is what he's doing making it brighter, making it shine? And then it would be osir, because it would be similar to a libun. Now, Moshe Tazol, there's no shayla of the rice over here, because libun that is done without any pu'ula of water is not really libun. This is how Rashi is mentioned later. Sorry? No, it's not shy. It's already a beg. It's not shy. So he told them, there's no problem. The main pool over here is viewed as a softening process. Therefore, it's okay. Kinofakos. So he comes out, and his nephew asks him, Amalei, my boy, Marmine, I'm interested to know if you can tell me, what did you ask Reb Safra? I want to know if I could rub my jacket on Shabbos. Ramali Shabbat, Dami told me it's okay. Vitiboyle Lamar Sudra. Why don't you ask him if you could do that for your hand? I always wanted to know. Yeah. You soften up your sudra. It's like a turban kind of thing. Ah, sudra lokaviboyle. I'll tell you, I didn't ask him. Because, yeah, the boy mirror, yeah, that's right. You wrap it. The boy Ravuna, I already asked that from Ravuna. And Ravuna answered me. Well, partially, Ravuna answered me. The strange thing is it doesn't say what Ravuna answered, you know. So there is a girsa, and Rashi learns from Rashi. So what Ravuna answered him was he told him that it's osir. And then it goes to the sugya. We'll see. So then he asked him, but the other Rishonim will learn that he answered me that it's mutter. So v'tiv shet le lamar misudra. So what, why did you think, according to Rashi, why did you think to ask about the case of the Kitnita, you should have already assumed it's the same thing as the sutra. Oh, Malay, no. I understood that there may well be a difference. Again, those who learn that it was that it was leheter have a problem over here. If you learn that it that he paskani leiser, so he said, I didn't want to ask because I understand that the whole point of a hat is how sharp it looks, not how soft it is, right? Mm-hmm. But isn't that the whole point? You're going to get that borsellino out of the shot, exactly. So over there, okay, he told me it's osur. I understand why it's osur. I mean, you're going to go to Hebron and not have a shiny hat. It's not right. But when you're wearing something on your body over there, maybe it's more, we're interested in it being soft. I mean, obviously, felt hats, lamosho, that's what we're talking about. If a felt hat, people aren't mocked, but should be a soft felt hat. I don't know. So maybe over there the softness isn't the issue. The main thing is ulu dechivra. Amrav Chista, hai kitnita, mishalfu yudida mikanya shari. So you hung up your kitnita, Erev Shabbos, and you took a piece of wood, not a real hanger, you took a kona that is normally meant for firewood, and it's going to be used for firewood as soon as you get your clothing off of it. So now, you want to take the jacket off of the kona, whereas the kona is not really a kli, it's basically mukta. You're allowed to take the jacket off of the kona, but you can't take the kona out of the jacket, because then you're moving the mukta directly. Mashen came like this, it's actually menatzad. So you're taking off the jacket, but the kona remains behind. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that we'd have to be talking about over here that it was partially dry. Because once already there was a chashash that he's going to be bali de shechita, then the beged would have been mukta itself. Forget about the kana. If something is drying before Shabbos, so then it would be mukta. It's an interesting, very interesting question that Rav Shlomo Zalman had on that sack, is that he tined that there's no chashash of shechita of two people. He said, if two people, there is no chashash of shechita. Two people will move. Yeah. Because each one, exactly. So how can you say something is mukta, since it would have been possible to move it by two people? Where does he come up with this thing that it would be mukta? Because it happens to be that it was there, and it's doable. It's a very interesting point. But anyway, to move the hanger, mu'ultar, how do you say mu'ultar in English? When you make something just on the spot. The improvised, thank you. The improvised hanger, that you're not allowed to move. Omar Rava. The im kli kivayhu mutar. If the kona was not a kona for firewood, it was a kona that's used by weavers. So even though we said before there were shilas of muktamakos chisor and kis on things like over here where you were meyachid, it's for using as a hanger. So then already it's a hanger. And you're not going to say then you would be allowed to take out the hanger too. Omrav Chista, hai kishta diyarka, hichazi lamacha behem ashar l'tulturi. If you have a bundle of vegetables, even though they're no longer in very good shape, as far as you're concerned, all you're going to do is you're going to, you know, use it to burn or to throw out. But if lamaisa, it's still usable from ha'achal behima, you can move it. V'lo asir. Omer p'yabar ashi amarav, hai talya the bisra, sharla tiltule, the kavra asir. If you have on, very often you see on the, in the old-fashioned stores, so you tie pieces of jerky, pieces of meat, on strings, and you hang the string, and the meat is hanging along the string. And you do, oh, that's all over like that. And the fish is done in the same way. So if you've got the meat hanging, so that's considered to be roi, to eat raw, and that's mutter to be metalta. But fish that's drying is not pleasant, and therefore it's not roy to eat. Now Rashi, you remember Rashi learned earlier as well, it's a big machlokes about this, that fish, he says, is not roy to eat raw, which of course there's a lot of money on Rashi being wrong about that today.
So,
there's different approaches over here, that it was salted, it was in the middle of the process of the mail during that time, it's not really usable, or others learn that this problem over here seems to be the stick, not, because otherwise why are we talking about why it's hanging? What does that have to do with why it's hanging? And it comes directly after the sugi about the karnet. Seems to be more a question of whether you're allowed to move the thing that it's on in order to loosen it, rather than when it's mutter. So the question is how it hangs. Okay, but again, this is how Rashi learns it's simple, the way we had it earlier. Kavre is not roy to eat this way. Boser is. Omer of Katina. Omer be'emtza ha'mita kilo omer be'kresa shel isha. Somebody who stands in the middle of a married couple's bed might as well be standing on his wife's stomach. Meaning that this is molid hirhur. He's sitting in these people's bed, he's thinking about what they do in the bed. Well, I'll have milsa, please. I mean, that's his own problem, and nobody else has to worry about that. Let me give you some good advice. If you are a poor yeshiva bocher, and you don't have much money, and you go into a veggie shop, and you're buying some veggies, you should know they charge by the when they have the vegetables that are tied together? By the bundle. They charge you by the bundle. So therefore, choose a long bundle. Because anyway, Lisbon Arika. Because look, don't worry about the quality. It'll always fool you up. But the kisha ki kisha, you're gonna pay the same thing, whatever the bundle is, right? They all have the same basic thickness. So use your brains and buy the long one. Because you're gonna end up with more to eat. The thickness of the package is the same. Also, if you're buying yourself some wood, also they sell it by bundles. So again, remember to buy a long bundle, because I can tell you, tuna ki tuna. Basically, sali charlie, but you aren't. No, that's not the tuna it means over here. The tuna that we're talking about over here is the thickness of the bundle. Again, it all is basically the same. They have a standard that they use, which they could tie, because everything, they cut it the same way. But the Urcha Mamela, they're not marked, but on the length sums. And make sure that you get the length that you can, because... That's right. Riyom Rav Kista, Barbe Rav, Lon Efishalei Rivta. If you don't have much bread to eat, don't eat veggies. Lo Leichu Yarka, because those veggies make you want bread. Then you're going to be hungry, but you don't have much bread. So better just stick with the bread. V'yom Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, I tell you, I never eat veggies. Not when I was poor, and not now that I'm rich. Because when I was poor, lo baniyuti yakli yarki, v'lo bati ruti yakli yarki. Baniyuti, when I was poor, I couldn't eat yirakot because I didn't have enough bread to eat with them. And I just used my own advice, b'shem degriri. They draw your appetite. But ba'ati ruti, once I got rich, I said to myself, look, you only have X amount of room in your tummy, right? So in the place that you're going to fill up with veggies, you could be eating steak. So why are you wasting all of that good room? In that place that I'm putting in vegetables, I could be putting in some meat and fish. If a barbe rav doesn't have much bread to eat, what he should do is he should not cut the bread to have a little bit now and a little bit later, because then you're never feeling satisfied. Wait and have it all in one shot, and at least you have some geschmack in life. If you're not used to having bread, you should not be the one lo lifta. You shouldn't be the one who cuts the bread for other people either. My time to lo avi ba'ayin yofe. You're going to cut these little tiny slices, and you're just going to have enough to eat, because you're so used to being mocked but not having enough to eat. I want you to know, I never, when I was poor, I would never cut the bread. I couldn't bring myself to cut and give out bread until I looked through all of the bread in the drawer to make sure I had plenty to eat. I'll tell you something else. A guy who can tolerate this black bread, you know, health bread, which in those days was much cheaper, and so it's made out of sour and it's made out of barley. And he insists on eating good bread made out of chitim. What a waste. He's over Mishum Baltashkas. For the same money, he could have gotten twice the amount of bread. The Omer of Papa, I'm on the Epshalom Mishte Shikra. Papa says, Of course, for Papa, this is a paid political announcement. That somebody who can drink beer and he wastes his money and drinks wine instead. Kind of crazy this is that. Vlav Milsey, ignore that advertisement. Bal Tashkis the Gufa Adif. It's worse drinking the beer. You better be makbet on your body than be makbet. You want to end up looking the way Rav Papa looks? You know how big Rav Papa was? So better don't drink the beer and end up with the wine. It'd be better.
Didn't he blow
them? I don't know. There's some learned this Bal Tashkis the Gufa Adif. It's like only referring to the Chamra and not referring back to the... And there's different ways of learning it. The question is with the bread, that chita is all they believe that chita was better for you also, so it would go both of them. The Omer of Chizda, some learn it's only on the bread. Very fattening. That's why some learn it, like it doesn't go on this, it goes on the bread without it. The Omer of Chizda, Barbe Rav de Zavid Unsa. If somebody, Barbe Rav, can afford finally to buy a little piece of meat. I'm sorry. Barbe Rav de Leslie Mashra, if you can't, you don't have any oil. They used to have this post-dinner cleaning, like finger bowls with oil like you have in China, I suppose, yeah? And what does he do to clean his fingers? Very simple. Nimshi b'may v'charitza. If you have standing water that's been lying around, it gets very gooey. And that gooey works just as good as the oil in your finger thing. So dip your fingers in there, may v'charitza. V'yomer v'chista, b'abe rab d'zavin unza. If you're buying a little bit of wheat, lizbin unka, always buy the neck. Because in the neck, ispa t'lase mine bus, at least you get the sense of three completely different types of meat. There's very fat meat in the neck, very stringy meat in the neck, and then you also have gidin. So yeah, you can think that you ate something good. The armor of chista, this is the when they feed you, you know, the chicken neck. Same thing, gurgle.
Oh, yeah.
Same idea, basically. Okay, but the gurglach are very popular, but there's nothing much to eat, but you fool yourself into thinking you had some meat, you know. The Omer of Chista, Barbe Rav de Zavin Kitunita. I gotta tell you something else. If you're gonna be buying yourself a really nice jacket, linen jacket, okay, there's only one place to buy. The only place to buy is in Hong Kong. Lisbon Binahar Abba, you buy that in Hong Kong. Nichavri Kotlas, you take it to the cleaners every 30 days. And I guarantee you, Mafatle Tracer Yarchishata, this thing is gonna last you 12 months. Va'ana Arve, I guarantee it personally. As a matter of fantastic. What is a kitunita? You know why they call it a kitunita? Because kitanoa. It sets you into high society, puts you into a nice cut of people. So it's worth it sometimes. You invest in one nice jacket and you bought yourself some class, you know, and it lasts for 12 months. Romer of Chista, Barbe Rav, Lolesev Atzif Tacharata de Mechayamani. Be careful not to sit on a new mat. A new mat's always moist. And it's going to eat up your clothes. I tell you, mamish, the shinuyim over the past 40 years in Eretz Yisrael, all of these things were mamish nogeya yom yom for yeshiva bachur. When I first came here, my chavrusa, he's no longer living in this district a couple of years ago, but my chavrusa used to smoke. They had in those days some cigarettes that mamish would have knocked a donkey out of them, I'm going to tell you. But they cost basically 5 cents or less for a package, these oval cigarettes. They were absolutely horrific. The smell was horrific. But with this guy, no, Dubek was the best. Are you kidding? The best. Ah, sometimes some Americans would come and would give him a Dubek. Well, it's unbelievable. He would take a puff and he would put it out. And he would wait another half an hour, he would light it, take another puff and put it out. That way it would last him all day. But why am I bringing you this, Maisa? Because he would take a handkerchief and he would spread the handkerchief on the bench where he would sit, mirrored, and he would sit on the handkerchief. So I'd ask him, why is that you sit on the handkerchief? Because when I sit on the bench, it rubs my clothes out more quickly. And this way my pants last me. And then mamish the... So it was posh, it was like that. I mean, they had one pair of clothing, and they had to be very careful. His name was Reb Chaim Kamil. He ended up being a very, very famous guy. You know. But that was the madrigal of living. So all these things were priesthood. It's mamish nageya, local abaisa, how it is that you make your life work out the derech eretz. Don't ever give in your laundry to the place where you're staying. It's not derech eretz. You don't want her to fight stains in your clothing, and she'll come to be mezalzel in you. Rav Chisda also gave advice to his daughters. Tavitznin ba'api gavreichu. First of all, act with tznias even in front of your husbands. And lo techu nahama ba'api gavreichu. Do not eat bread even in front of your husbands. First of all, they may hate the way you eat. They may not like how much you eat. What do you have to expose yourself for? Lo techu yarka b'laylia. Don't ever eat vegetables at night. It'll give you bad breath. Lo techlum tamri balaylia, velo tishtun shikra balaylia, and all you need is flatulence at night. Don't eat tamarim and don't drink beer. Velo tiflun echad mafni gavraichu, do not use the same place to go to the bathroom that your husbands go. Vichika kori abavi inish, if somebody knocks at the door, never say who's there, veloshin zohar. Lo temru manu, who's there as if it's a male. Elamani, who's there as if it's a female. What are you doing talking to males? So you always pretend there's a woman at the door, even if it turns out to be a man. He'll answer you, but you don't want to act like you're exposing yourself in that way. Nikit marganita b'chadi yadei v'kura b'chadi yadei. And make sure that the pearl, which is your breasts, that he's, you make that available to your husband with one hand, and the kura, the mind, make available in the other hand. But marganita achvile, let him have the pearls, but don't let him have the mind so fast. Kura lo achvile. Adimitstarim, get him really hot, then he'll want it. Vahadar achvile, don't let him go for it. But you have to know how to train a husband. You don't give him what he wants right away. Ein sholinatar karshinin. Now the Masnisa to look at Tana. Obviously the Mishnah is not going like the following Mandiyama. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, ein mashkichim b'kvara kol ikar. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you cannot pay any attention to a kvara on Shabbos because that is because what? So there's a way Rashi was learning the Mishnah. L'chora, what it's saying over here is that Ishleim, if you're like Rabbi Shimon, it's okay, it's a davar shenu miskaven, we don't have a problem. Rashi, if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, since in utilizing the kavara, you are going to be doing some brira, because some of the mos is going to fall through the holes, so therefore you can't do it. In which case, a kavara is not usable, b'chalal. You can't be mashgiach, it means you can't take into consideration that it even exists. As far as you're concerned, it's out of the running. There'd be no way to avoid even a davar shenu miskaven would be awesome. As I said, not everybody is masking that the problem over here is a davar shenu miskaven. So then the shaila would be that since you're using a kli that is normally used for beira, so mainly he answers it even though there's no, because the bad son, there's always going to be a little bit of beira that's involved. In those days you spoke to your daughters rather openly, you notice. It took quite a while for the world to come around to the dark of Rav Chisda, you know. I'm saying, right? Yeah, that's the speaking of the bottom. Mine, I corrected myself. It's actually Merames on both in Yonah. It's a mine in the sense that you mine gold, you know, but it's also Kura as Lashon of Shucha, because we call like Isha that you get overly stuck on, so it's called Bor Shucha, you know, it's destructive. So it has both in Yonah in it. Okay, Rabbi Osain, I suppose we've gone far enough. Now, yesterday, I told you that you weren't here, of course, in the beginning, which is when we should have spoken about the Harama, but yesterday we had a little sugya of things that were done that certainly looked awfully nasty to do on Shabbos, but were being done, but they're a Harama. It's not just falling asleep in a ferry boat and allowing the goy to ferry you across the river, and then you manage to get where you want, but you pretend you only went to bed, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, the question is, halacha l'maisa, is there a rule about these kind of things? The truth is that the Magen Avraham says, nowadays we don't have barbe rabs, in this sense. We don't have surba mirabonans, rather, that you can rely on, that are not going to come to do it in such a way that other people will come to learn from it. So he answers it. But l'maisa, the tour does bring a halacha, and not everybody agrees that we should be so machmir. And apparently, you have to use your judgment. In other words, there are those who hold, for Stam, there's some Rishonim who hold, that he only did this because of Hefzid. So in other words, he was going to lose a barrel of wine. It was like a Hefzid Meruba. He wouldn't have been able to be Mashgiach on his Paris. It was like a Hefzid Meruba. So even he was only Matir if there was real Hefzid that was involved. Not Stam, he wouldn't have done it. Again, not everybody agrees with that either. But because we find so many Chumras, it's one of those things that is not quite Muskan. And so therefore, halacha l'maisa, be'ikar bein ha'peskim, things that are not dramatic and drastic, like going to sleep in a ferry boat and getting across the river, which your entire day is being defined by doing things that everybody else is going to look at, what? So that indeed, it's muskim not to do bizmanas. But something like putting tuma inside of the kashrum, inside of a barrel where it's not nicker so much and so on. So then in Achinami, if a person makes it clear that he says out loud, you know, I'm just doing this for such and such et cetera, we're matir in places of Hefset to do even Haroma on Shabbos, as long as the person is a Talmud Chacham and can be mavdil between the cases. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's been so much fun meeting you this morning.